The world's Carolyn Beeler has also been taking the pulse of Puerto Rico 1 year after Maria, how well it's recovering and what lessons it's learned for the next big storm. Among her stops, a small town in the countryside that was hit hard a year ago today.
The mountain region of Barranquitas in central Puerto Rico gets its name from the terrain. Barranca roughly translates to ravine or gully, and all the steep slopes around here meant that there were a lot of landslides after Hurricane Maria.
This area was full of mud and trees.
Barranquitas resident Israel Matos is driving me around, showing me all the raw patches of orange dirt that show where landslides were a year ago. We stop at one near a busy intersection.
The mud was so high, it was about 10 feet. It was above, you see that tree trunk? It was above that. All that road was closed.
Many roads were blocked for weeks, and that meant more problems.
The power company was telling the mayor, he said, we cannot get to Barranquitas because the roads are blocked. The big trucks cannot get through.
Matos and his neighbors didn't get power back until February, and only then because they hired a private crew to fix their part of the grid.
We had to do it ourselves. We cannot wait for the government.
Water was another big issue here. Matos lives on top of a hill in a big yellow house with purple trim that has a gorgeous view of the valleys below. You need electricity to pump water up this high, so when the power goes out, so does the water. Matos has long had a backup plan, a big cistern sunk into his front yard.
Okay, so we're up on a hill about 100 meters from your house.
We're standing on top of that cistern. It's capped with a concrete slab the size of a parking spot.
It's about 6,000 gallons. And that took me at least from September up to mid-November. And mid-November was so low that I decided to carry water from an aqueduct.
So you had 6,000 gallons of storage on your property,
yes.
And you still almost ran out of water after Maria.
That's correct.
And here's the thing. Israel Matos was probably one of the most prepared people for this storm. He used to be in charge of Puerto Rico's Office of the National Weather Service. It was his job to stand up at press conferences and tell people to get ready for storms like Maria. And still, his preparations weren't enough.
From my point of view as a meteorologist, I knew that a storm with that intensity will break havoc on the island. And I expected that. But what I didn't expect was that the response, it was so late. It was very frustrating.
As frustrated as Matos was, he was lucky. His house was damaged, but not badly. His neighbor's house, just on the hill, it was destroyed.
Este es el single.
Migdalia Rosado Sanchez shows me pictures of a single wooden wall standing amid rubble.
To me, it was like they placed a bomb inside. I lost everything that I had.
After Maria, Sanchez stayed with her daughter. They ate canned food and hauled river water for baths. The first FEMA water supply didn't get here for 2 weeks.
Aquí no había agua porque se fue el agua, no había luz. Nosotros lo que compramos no era
There wasn't any water or electricity. We had to buy a flashlight, candles, a little lamp, canned food. There wasn't any way to cook because there was no power.
Today, the valleys of Barranquitas are still dotted with blue tarp roofs. Otherwise, life has largely returned to normal. But in many ways, the town is no better prepared for a storm than it was a year ago. The power grid is still a fragile patchwork of fixes, like the one Matos and his neighbors arranged. There are more generators on the island now, but they're concentrated at hospitals and near other key infrastructure. Most of the water pumps in Barranquitas don't have generators, so when the power goes out, so does the water, for at least a third of the town's 30,000 residents. This problem is widespread across Puerto Rico. And what about the roads?
Antes del huracán María, solo contábamos con dos equipos.
The head of the local emergency management office, Aurelis Diaz Rivera, says Barranquitas has gotten two new earth movers since Maria. That brings the total up to three. She says the equipment will help them clear roads faster after landslides, but it's still not enough. Her town isn't alone in this struggle. More than 40,000 landslides across Puerto Rico made it impossible to get out of some rural areas after Maria.
That is probably our biggest risk, is that transportation, that last mile.
FEMA's Mike Byrne is coordinating the federal government's disaster response in Puerto Rico, and he says access to rural towns may be the island's biggest vulnerability a year after Maria. One response has been distributing more emergency stockpiles closer to where people need them.
We had one warehouse last year. I now have five. I have probably 17 times the amount of water, four or five times the amount of food, and we've put them out in the communities, in the barrios.
In Barranquitas, there's now FEMA food and water stockpiled at the basketball stadium in the middle of town. Immediate changes like these are welcome to Israel Matos, but he hopes with most of the short-term recovery work now done, the conversation can turn to the long-term, preparing for the new reality of rising seas and stronger storms.
Climate change is not coming. It's already here. And the administration needs to focus on that and plan for that.
Matos is talking here about both Washington and San Juan.
That is not happening. It's very frustrating.
Across the island, many Puerto Ricans have lost faith in their government. They're installing solar panels for backup power and stockpiling food and water. A few weeks ago, Matos' neighbor, Migdalia Rosado Sanchez, was waiting for her new house to be finished so she could move in. She took me to see it. It's made of concrete this time, instead of wood. Better to stand up to hurricanes. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Barranquitas, Puerto Rico.